Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Eric Corum, founder of AIM7. Welcome back to The Blueprint, where we distill cutting-edge science, leadership, and life skills into simple tactics optimized for your busy lifestyle and goals. Tragedy can often act as a forcing function for good, and that's what today's podcast is about. Today's guest, Sean Lake, is the co-founder of Bubs Naturals, and he has a powerful story of a personal transformation and the drive to honor a friend's legacy that led to a truly unique wellness brand. Sean's going to share his journey from professional snowboarder to the founder of a mission-driven company, the turning point that made him take his health seriously, and how he's using his products to optimize the performance of everyone from pro athletes to weekend warriors. I love this company and their products and what they stand for. I personally use their collagen, and so does my wife, and our kids love their apple cider gummies. They are so good, we literally have to hide them from them. So check them out. I put a link to their products in the show notes. So let's get to our conversation with Sean. So let's lean in and learn from the best. Why did you start Bubs?
God, it was the wildest, most unexpected journey of my adult life. I mean, look, when I was 18, I knew I wanted to drop out of college and become a professional snowboarder. And that was a moonshot dream. But I knew what I loved. I was very passion driven. When I was in my late 30s, I had worked a decade in the action sports industry. I'd worked with everyone that you could work of substance, from the Sean Whites to the Travis Pastranas and like all these legends around that space. And it was awesome, but I didn't love it anymore. Mm. And that was the same time I discovered fitness. And I really loved fitness. I loved what it did for me. Going into my 40s, classic midlife crisis time, I was ready for me to just start drinking like a fish, making a ton of bad decisions. And this thing kind of honed me in. This thing really helped to, I don't know, give it direction, a positive outlet, if you will. Mm-hmm. So years later, I started recognizing that nutrition was also a really important part of the fitness overall. And so I was like, hey, this other thing, what I'm eating should probably matters. And I got lucky. I met Heather, my wife. She really was very diet focused and very into clean eating. So was Glenn back when he was with us. So I always had access to good food choices. I was never like a horrible, like, give me the carne asada burrito guy. So in 2017, when my wife had introduced me to collagen, I never thought I was going to be the guy starting a company. I just knew that it worked well for me. Mm-hmm. Well, the current events had happened in 2012, and I guess I'll backfill you in on that. So I keep talking about my best friend, Glenn. And Glenn was this Navy SEAL. He had been my roommate as teenagers in our 20s. We were ski bums together. And then after he got out of the Navy, we became roommates again, like two dudes turning 40. He introduced me to the whole SEAL fit, CrossFit world. And I just fell right into that whole sphere. And we were roommates the last 3 years that he was alive. Glenn got out of the Navy and was doing private contracting work for the Central Intelligence Agency. He was a GRS operative providing security forces for intelligence officers overseas. And his last deployment was in September of 2012 in Tripoli, in Libya. We had just reopened Libya for international operations. And Glenn was one of the Navy SEALs killed in Benghazi, Libya. So the terror attacks on 9/11 in Benghazi, Glenn was one of the SEALs killed saving all those Americans. So he was my roommate, he's my best friend. I was the executor of his estate. I was his listed next of kin. And he got killed on that rooftop. And my life took a really big turn from, hey, man, it's all free loving, running around Encinitas, do some fitness, go for a surf, work on client stuff, into, oh, this is a national tragedy. There's movies being made about this. There's congressional hearings. And how do we make sure that Glenn's legacy, these epic things that he stood for as a human, are not lost in history? His friends, family, and I started a foundation to help special operators transition from active duty to civilian life initially, the Glenn Doherty Memorial Foundation, which I encourage everyone to go take a look at. And it helps special operators get out of active duty and transition. And Eric, look, you've dealt with professional athletes for decades. You know how hard it is to go from being a highly focused, specially skilled operator to civilian. And not everyone lands a media job in the booth. Not everyone lands a job in strength and conditioning. Some folks are truly lost and rudderless. And this is a way to help them. It was a way to give back and attach Glenn's name to helping others. Well, in 2017, my business partner, who is just a buddy, TJ Ferreira, came over to the house. He sees me taking collagen. He's like, oh, you take that stuff? And I go, oh man, this has changed my life. I just start raving. I'm like, dude, I'm squatting again. I'm running again. I feel great. And he's like, oh, cool, man. Well, you know, that's a fast trending product on Amazon, because he's a big e-commerce guy. And he's like, we should start a company. And I look at him like, I got a 1 year old crawling around on the ground. My wife's pregnant. And I'm like,
not good timing.
You are crazy. Not good timing.
Yeah.
But we gamed it out. Like, we were just sitting there and we napkin mathed it out. And he's like, well, you know, what would it look like if we did start a company? And we looked at each other, and at the exact same time, we said, well, whatever we do, we'd have to do something cool for charity. And a light bulb just went off in my head. I said, Glenn. Well, man, I know the charity. It's got to be Glenn's charity. Wow. And this is exactly the kind of product that Glenn would have taken if he were alive. And Glenn's call sign in the Navy was Bub. So okay. We'll name the company Bub's Naturals as a tribute to Glenn and his way of life. This man who stood for self-improvement and helping others. And so we wove that in to the DNA of the brand, where every single product we make, our MCT oil powder, our collagen peptides, our electrolytes, they all stand for self-improvement. And we'll give 10% of all profits to military charity, to charitable causes in Glenn's name. And I called his family. I called some of his teammates from the SEAL teams. And I was like, guys, what do you think? Like, is this a crazy idea? And they all said the exact same thing, Eric. They said, Glenn would kick your ass if you don't do this. So get out there. And I was like, hun, I got some news for you.
So when did this start?
So the concept was early, mid 2017. And then it was like full court press. How do we learn about the collagen space? And I had this heavy commitment. There's no way I'm going to market with a product with my best friend's name on the jar without it being the absolute best in class. So I had to learn the industry. That's when I learned about amino acids. That's when I learned about flavor and solubility as these very important features in product performance. And that's when I started vetting out all the different suppliers. And there's a lot of suppliers out there. I wanted to know the difference between gelatin and bovine hide. So the best collagen, I'm not going to say this subjectively, I'm just going to say it. The best collagen comes from cowhide, and it's the inner fascia of the cow. It's very rich in these amino acids, and it gets even richer once you dip them in this little enzyme bath and grind it all up into a powder. It's a throwaway in the leather industry. So all the tanneries take the hides, scrape the inside of them, and chuck it. So all the cartilage and all the little pieces attached to it, that's all throwaway, man. So that becomes gold in the collagen production. So this upcycled product is incredibly rich in your glycines and your prolines and your lysines. And you look at all the amino acids, and then you look at all the different suppliers, and you can see who's got a better enriched amino acid profile. But then how do they taste? Because if it tastes like a cow's man, you're not coming back for more. Pardon my French. But collagen can be gamey. A low-end supplier is going to taste bad. And no one's coming back for more. And then if it clumps, if it's not truly soluble. And so those were the characteristics I was going for. And then as soon as we launched the brand, I learned about NSF for Sport certification. A buddy of mine told me about it. I'd never heard of it before. But I said, well, I don't know what that is, but I want it. And everyone said, hey, that's the highest standard. That's the gold. If you can pass NSF for Sport certification, then you've got a great quality product. And so I challenged my supplier, and they were like, oh, you're going to do what? I said, I'm going for NSF for Sport certification. And they said, okay, well, here's all the data sheets that you need to provide them that. I waited 3 months, nervous as hell, and we passed. So
that's awesome.
In 2018, right when we launched the company, we were like, bam, NSF for Sport certified. And I didn't care if no one else knew what it was. We knew what it was, and we knew how important it was. And then I beat down the door of the Whole 30 approved team, Melissa Urban and her phenomenal clean eating diet. And I said, you guys need us. And it took a year. And after a year, they finally were like, who are you, maniacs? And I said, we really want to be, we're NSF for Sport certified. We're single sourced. We only buy from one supplier. We've got the best collagen on the planet. We have this functional creamer that you guys need, our MCT oil powder. And we ran it through their review process. And next thing you know, we're Whole 30 approved. And that's what I love. I love those third party endorsements, because I'm going to tell you, Eric, that I've got the best collagen on the planet. But if I can't show those marks to you, what does it really mean?
Yeah. When I was in sport, NSF was a big deal, and it still is. You can go look at the NSF certified list. And so that's a, you're not kidding around, that's a really big thing to have on the bottle and on the label. It gives a lot of people more confidence. Do you guys sell into universities or professional teams right now?
So it's funny you ask that. What I didn't know was that by gaining NSF for Sports certification, it ungates you to this broader professional community. I sell to almost all the teams in Major League Baseball. So I think we're in like 25 of the 30 locker rooms. Baseball are my best customers. Those guys are absolute studs. Diamondbacks, the Rangers, the Nationals, the Mets, the Yankees, the Red Sox. I mean, you name it. Padres, we're there with them. I had to say the Rangers for, you know, your little hometown nod there.
Texas. Yeah.
And that's awesome because the feedback loop from these teams is just epic. They're like, this is the best stuff we could get. Like, this is phenomenal. We just launched a line of USDA organic electrolytes that are also NSF for Sport certified. Like, that's a world's first in the market. And pro sports teams are the first ones to jump on it. So it's pretty cool to be able to work with them. A few teams in the NFL, your old alma mater there, the Texans, they work with us. The Raiders are regular customers. We got a couple other teams that sort of jump in and out. And NHL, Columbus Blue Jackets. I've been trying to beat down the door of the Bruins for a while just to get the hometown team there, but we'll get them. We'll get them.
Yeah, it's a much needed product, especially I'm interested, like combat sports could really benefit from this. My wife is very big into jiu-jitsu. My kids are. I was doing it for a long time until I hurt my shoulder, but so much tissue damage is done in training and it's massively needed. If somebody is interested in two things, one, purchasing your product, and two, supporting the foundation, how can they get involved?
So let's start with the foundation, and that's the Glenn Doherty Memorial Foundation. So it's Glenn, G-L-E-N, and then Doherty, D-O-H-E-R-T-Y. So just Google Glenn Doherty.
We'll put it in
the
show
notes. You're going to get a bunch of stuff there, but the Glenn Doherty Memorial Foundation.org, and learn about scholarships and helping others. They do a great job of telling the story of some of the veteran community that they've helped, the scholarships and how they put those to work year after year, the endowment that they have to keep it going in perpetuity. It's a stud organization. And then bubsnaturals.com. So BUBSNATURALS.com. So bubsnaturals.com. We're active on all your social media platforms, predominantly the Instagrams and the Facebooks and all the things. So at bubsnaturals as well.
Fantastic. And we'll put a link for that in the show notes as well. I really appreciate you sharing your story, sharing your fitness journey. And I love it. Somebody that's, I hate to say aging, but getting older, but still feeling great. This stuff, it matters. And I appreciate the good work that you're doing and the cause that you're doing it for.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it as well. I mean, look, I got a couple of years on you and I can say that it does continue to get harder. But it is always worth it. I'm not going to sugarcoat that, but it's so worth it, man. Like when you've got that energy for, hey, are you an entrepreneur or are you just going to your job and do you want to bring your A game? It's there for you. Do you want to train with the best of them? Yeah, I intend to do this for 20, 30 more years. Whatever you want to get out of it. And I know you're operating at a high level. Your wife's not rolling around jiu-jitsu to be a rollo. She's doing it to get after it. Like you want the right nutrition in your body to help you continue to perform. And that's just something we can all believe in. So stoked for it, and we're here for it.
Love it. Thanks again for listening to the Blueprint Podcast. And if you want to support Bubs, go check out the link in the show notes. Grab yourself some collagen or apple cider gummies. I know you're going to love them. Until next time, stay curious, stay consistent, and keep chasing excellence.